Coming up on episode number 1238. Well, Simon Le Bon is turning 60 at the end of this month, and there's a duty that I must fulfill. Whenever Simon Le Bon reaches a milestone birthday, I have to do a Duran Duran cover story. It's the law. I have to. That's just the way it is. And that's what we're going to do today. So covers of all of your favorite Duran Duran stuff, Ordinary World, Wild Boys, The Chauffeur, Girls on Film, and of course, Hungry Like the Wolf. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, October 17th, 2018. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of the show. A lot of cover stories on Coverville. It's my favorite thing to do here is to find an artist or a band that's celebrating something and bring you covers of and by that band. Today, no different. The band is Duran Duran. The lead singer is Simon Le Bon. He turns 60 on October 27th of this month. I guess there's only one October 27th, and it just happens to be in the month of October. Thank you for saving me your emails. The 27th of this month, Simon Le Bon's birthday, turning 60, and this is my favorite way to celebrate, is with covers. Let's start things off with something that's brand new. Well, I'm sorry, I thought it was brand new. It's actually a couple years old, but it's brand new to me. Hidden Citizens, they're responsible for a lot of those great epic trailer versions of songs that you see online. This one is no different. It's a cover of Hungry Like the Wolf. They released this on their album Reawakenings back in 2016. Let's get to it right now. Here are Hidden Citizens featuring Tim Halperin and a cover of Hungry Like the Wolf.
Dark in the city, night is a wire. Steam in the subway, earth is a fire. Woman, you want me, give me a sign, and catch me breathing even closer behind. In touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. I smell like a sound, I'm lost in a crowd, and I'm hungry like the wolf. I straddle the line in discord and rhyme, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Mouth is alive with juices like wine, and I'm hungry. Stuck in the forest, too close to hide. I'll be upon you by the moonlight side. High blood drumming on your skin, it's so tight. You feel my heat, I'm just a moment behind. Touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. A sin and a sound, I'm lost and I'm found, and I'm hungry like the wolf.
Hungry
Just like that rubber twisted through the dusty land. two of a trillion stars. It means so much to me, like a birthday.
Skin. Don't ask me why I keep drive. You sit beside me, so newly charming, sweating dewdrops glisten fresh in your side, and the sun drips down, waiting heavy behind the front of your dress, so shadowy lined. The droning engine throbs in time with your beating heart.
Big Bright and their cover of The Chauffeur. I think one of my favorite Duran Duran songs. Maybe my favorite Duran Duran song. And love how on their cover album, the Thank You album, the only song on that album that wasn't a cover was kind of a sequel to The Chauffeur. If you haven't checked that out, it's really cool. Kind of the continuing story and the theme and style and all that stuff. Really, really good stuff. The Big Bright. And that album is called I Slept Through the 80s. Came out in 2013. Before that, David Mead with a cover of Save a Prayer, that one from 2014, a tribute to British pop called Here Comes the Rain Again, R-E-I-G-N, the second British invasion. Brady Harris before that with a cover of Rio, that one from his all-cover album Cover Charge, very clever title, came out in 2007. Ajax Rayovac, love that name, and you don't realize until you say it out loud or say it in your head, Ajax Rayovac, but it's spelled like it's an Irish name. Ajax Rayovac, came out in 2011 with that cover of New Moon on Monday featuring Tracy Bonham on vocals, and Hidden Citizens featuring Tim Halperin from their 2016 album Reawakenings. It is the epic trailer version of Hungry Like the Wolf. I do like how there's a band out there that specifically makes covers that would feel right at home on a movie trailer. It's hilarious. And I love it. Totally love it. Let's get to set two and start this one off with one of my favorites. This is a cover of Wild Boys done by a a chamber music quartet called Edmund Wells. There's nobody in the band named Edmund Wells, but it's four guys playing, here's where I'm going to get it wrong. I think it's oboe, baritone sax, piccolo? No, not piccolo. You guys will be able to identify this, I hope. If not, we'll catch it on the other side. Here is Wild Boys by Edmund Wells.
Thank you. There's an ordinary world somehow.
promise means empty hand. And soldiers coming home like shadows turning red. When the lights of hope are fading quickly, then look to me. I'll be your homing angel, I'll be in your head. Because you're lonely in your nightmare, let me in. And there's heat beneath your winter, let me in. I see the delta traces living lonely out on the limb, and a passing glimmer warm beneath your skin. Please tread gently on the ground when all around you earth turns to fire. Only get a second chance when danger's on the wind. Because you're lonely in your nightmare, let me in. Because there's heat beneath your winter, let me in. You need. Come on and show me all the lights and shades that made your name. I know you've got it in your head. I've seen that look before. You've built your refuge, turns you captive all the same. Because you're lonely in your nightmare, let me in. And it's barren in your garden, let me in. Because there's heat beneath your winter, let me in. Because you're so lonely in your and it's cold out on the stone range, let me in. Because there's heat beneath your winter, let me in.
To look through the eyes of a stranger. For rumors in the wake of such a lonely crowd, I'm trading my shelter for danger. I'm changing my name just as the sun goes down in the eyes of a stranger.
Clark with a cover of The Seventh Stranger, kind of one more deeper cuts, Duran Duran. I want to say that was from Seven and the Ragged Tiger. Really cool song. The original's great, and I really like the mystery and atmosphere in that cover right there by Seventh Stranger. It's from a tribute called Making Patterns Rhyme, which came out in 2015, all Duran Duran covers. M.O.R. before that with Lonely in Your Nightmare. Yep. Bass guitar, female vocals, check. That checklist is confirmed. Came out in 2006, an album called Maura Duran, and it's that, and it's everything on the album is that style. So you know I've got to include that one. Red with a cover of Ordinary World, that one from a 2009 album called Innocence and Instinct, obscured by echoes from something brand new, inspired by the movie Ready Player One. It's a tribute album, a cover album you can get on Bandcamp or listen to on Spotify called The Stacks, Songs from the Oasis. And as you might guess, if you saw Ready Player One, it's covers of 80s songs, but done in a really cool new modern pop style. Great stuff. That was obscured by echoes and their cover of Union of the Snake. And Edmund Wells, which is a four-piece bass clarinet quartet. They call themselves heavy chamber music. I don't know why. I thought oboe was in there. Baritone sax. I got called out by somebody in the chat room. Edmund Wells and their cover of Wild Boys. Check them out on their Bandcamp page. A lot of great stuff by those guys. Really, really cool. Getting to the final set of songs here, and if you're from Chicago, this one probably will be a little bit more special to you. But for a lot of you who haven't heard of this musician, you're in for kind of a treat, I think. Wesley Willis, Chicago Staple, who passed away sadly in the early 2000s, had schizophrenia, but you would often find him playing his bizarre creations, his bizarre songs, these shouted out songs over a Technics keyboard or a, boy, who was it? Was it a Roland keyboard? It's not a Casio, but it's some other keyboard that he would be playing over. And it was usually songs like Rock and Roll McDonald's, because there's a McDonald's in Chicago that has a rock and roll theme. There are songs about celebrities, songs about restaurants, songs about a whole bunch of different things. And if you really want to dive down a rabbit hole, go check out Wesley Willis's music. The guy has released maybe in upwards of 30 albums, self-released cassette tapes that I think he trades with people, gave out to people. Anyway, as part of the Duran Duran tribute album in 1997, he and his band, he actually fronted a punk band for the duration of one album. The Wesley Willis Fiasco did this cover right here of Girls on Film. Enjoy this, please, and we'll see you on the other side of this set.
skin. I've been waiting for you. Signed with a home tattoo. Happy birthday to you. Was created for you.
your hand in mine, we walk the mile. Thanks to you, it will be done. You to me are the only one. Happiness no longer sad. Happiness, I'm glad. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea. There would still be you and
from their all-cover album, which was hit or miss, called Thank You, came out in 1995. That's Duran Duran with their cover of Led Zeppelin, the title track from that cover album, which, like I said, hit or miss. Lou Reed said that their cover of Perfect Day was his favorite version of his song, which is impressive. But then you've got stuff like 911 is a Joke and White Lines, which kind of missed the mark for some people, maybe not. I kind of like it. And that cover of Lay, Lady, Lay by Bob Dylan, the Watching Detectives cover of Elvis Costello. I think both of those are great. Anyway, check it out. Thank You by Duran Duran. The Quakes before that with a psychobilly version of Planet Earth. That's from a 2012 collection called Psychobilly Goes Pop. Bachelor Girl with a cover of Come Undone. That one from a 1999 tribute album called Undone, The Songs of Duran Duran. And Wesley Willis, the Wesley Willis Fiasco, with their cover of Girls on Film, the late, great Wesley Willis, from 1997, the Duran Duran tribute album. It's the one with the birthday cake on the cover, if you're looking for that one. That's going to bring us right to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. That's awfully low. Let's put it up there. If you want to email me, please do. Please reach out to me with your questions, your ideas, your thoughts, whatever. Requests at coverville.com. Your requests, too. Forgot to mention those. If you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/coverville. Or for everything else, coverville.com is where you want to go. If you want to call the request line, that number, 1-877-7-COVER-9. And there you go. That is everything you need to know. All right, except for one part. I'm going on vacation. I'm heading up to Boston to see my dad, and then I'm going to be at BlizzCon the following week. So that's two Wednesdays that I'm not going to be around to do a Coverville. I might try and do something, but, you know, I hate making promises. Might try and do something the day or two before Halloween. It won't be a Halloween cover story because, come on, there's only so many covers of the Monster Mash I can play. Just kidding. But there will be something. You know what? I'll promise you that there will be something. So until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Yeah, you can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts done by Wild Boys that will always make you come undone.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.